Hi, today's December 16th, 2017. This is Comics News Podcast number 94. I'm Todd Agassiz, my good friend Jay Stone, and today we're going to talk about a movie I haven't seen yet, but I am not going to ask Jay to avoid spoilers. Yeah, so you don't have to do that. You do not have to avoid... I don't care if you spoil it.
Okay, so I can spoil it.
You can spoil it. So basically, the other way to say it to the fives of listeners we have is, spoilers ahoy.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to ask Jay to hold
that. Spoilers ahoy.
I think Justice League movie is not long enough that people are going to see it, have seen it, and people like me who are just going to wait for it to be available for purchase on a streaming service can, you know, I'll forget what Jay said by the time I see it.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
So I'm not going to worry about it. Okay, so let me give some background on Justice League, the movie, released just a few weeks ago. Yeah, a few weeks ago, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It's got a split opinion, which is kind of interesting, of critics.
Very similar to Last Jedi.
What's that?
It's similar to The Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even see what the Rotten Tomatoes of Last Jedi is, but...
I'll get to that later after you finish.
Okay. Actually, since you brought it up, I'll look real quick what The Last Jedi is so we can compare. Okay, so, well, I don't think it's just like The Last Jedi because it's the opposite, actually. So in The Last Jedi, critics gave it a 93%, which is, you know, a big score, and the audience didn't like it, 57%.
That's what I mean. It's meaning it being a split... mixed, right? Okay. It's not right, but it's inversed.
Right.
Someone actually wrote online an article about that.
Yeah.
And they compared it to Justice League.
Right. And in the case of Justice League, the critics gave it 40%, which is a splat. And while the audience didn't love it, they liked it. It's 79%. That's definitely positive. I think I remember Jay saying he really liked it, or liked it. I don't know about really part, but liked it, enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
And I've spoken to several other people who have also said that they enjoy Justice League, and they're kind of looking at me with a kind of squirrely eyes going, why aren't you going to see it? Because, you know, I'm just kind of dissing on it without having seen anything, which is not fair, and I'll agree to that. But I just had a bad experience with DC movies, right? I mean, maybe starting with Green Lantern. I didn't like the two Superman movies, which Jay enjoyed, I think. I don't think he liked Green Lantern much, but I think he enjoyed the Superman movies. Batman v Superman, I hated. You were okay with that one, right?
Like, I love it.
Yeah,
actually, it's one of my favorite films.
So,
when I can't watch something,
yeah,
if I have nothing else on, there are two films I go to in my house. I bought on iTunes. Well, now three. I'll watch Interstellar. Batman versus Superman.
Okay,
the extended version, the 3-hour version.
Yeah, yeah, I bought that one too.
Right. Which is the only good version to watch, to be honest. And then Wonder Woman.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Guardians of the Galaxy, but okay.
I watched it too many times already.
Okay.
Yeah, but those movies, I can watch a lot. Okay. And I can watch them.
So,
I really like those movies.
So, I don't know what the box office is going to be for the latest Star Wars movie. I assume it'll be pretty good. But generally speaking, the box office for... Justice League was pretty bad. It's funny. It's been called, I guess, the most successful flop in history or something.
Yeah, I never understand these terms, or not terms, but you know how entertainment writers, reporters talk about this, and then it's like the thing made like almost $600 million and it's still a flop.
Yeah.
Just like Batman versus Superman made like $800 million and it's a flop.
Right. And the difference, I guess part of it is that Justice League reportedly cost about $300 million to make.
Yeah.
And so...
with the reshoots and everything after Snyder had to leave.
Right. And, you know, the whole mustache on Superman problem and all of that.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that.
And so I guess, and I don't understand Hollywood accounting either, Jay. I won't pretend to. But
it's like, I read stuff and it seems like, okay, it's cost this much, but then there's marketing, and then it's like...
Right.
It's almost like sometimes you think, like, these movies are super successful.
Right.
But then they still don't make money. It's like, is this just, a weird way not to pay taxes or something?
I think that may be part of it, right? And that may be part of it. But the bottom line is that, Avengers, the first Avengers made $1.5 billion. And so in comparison, I don't think it cost $200 million to make either. So in comparison, you know, it didn't do well. And apparently the box office has dropped. It's already dropped to less than $1 million for a weekend, I think. So in, you know, like 25 days or 27 days or something like that. And the end result is that there are a couple of articles. One in Esquire says, after the failure of Justice League, DC is planning some major changes. And they reference an article in Variety saying DC shakeup in the works after Justice League stumbles. I think we've also heard that Ben Affleck is going to be in the next Flash movie, but will not be in the next, will not be in the next Batman standalone movie. Lots of changes are happening. And DC has a problem because they've used up the big three, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, in terms of movies. And now they're going to lesser-known characters like The Flash. I mean, to Jay and me, Flash is a major character. But, you know, to other people, it's like, huh? Right? If it wasn't for the TV show, nobody would know him.
Yeah.
Same thing with Aquaman. And I think there's one more I'm probably forgetting. One more DC movie, but... And it's so bad I can't remember, right? Maybe another
one. Well, no, they want to do Shazam.
Oh, yeah, which I'm actually looking forward to.
Yeah,
I'm
hoping, I want to see Shazam. And then they want to do Batgirl.
Which I don't know about Batgirl. Yeah, Shazam. I love Captain Marvel. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Hey, is The Rock going to play Black Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
But he may not be. He's not supposed to be in Shazam.
Oh, well, boo for that.
it's Savannah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's going to be Savannah. I forget who plays Savannah, but that makes more sense to me, actually. I'd rather see Savannah first.
Yeah.
And then Black Adam later. Because they're trying to make Black Adam like an anti-hero kind of person.
Oh, one of those kind of things. Like Punisher or something.
Yeah, kind of like when Black Adam in the comics became good for a little while.
Yeah, that was weird.
I suspect.
Yeah.
But it actually was really well done. Because he really wasn't good. He was just justified his actions.
Right. So, okay. So, Jay, having given that background, and again, you are not kind of a lone voice in the wind. There are a lot of, you know, given the Rotten Tomatoes audience rating and some of the folks I've talked to myself, you know, who, like you, really enjoyed it and can't understand why I refused to go see it at the theater. What was good about it? What did you like about it?
Oh, shoot. Actually, I liked the humor.
Okay.
I liked the action.
Right.
I liked the, you know, there's criticism about the Amazons. Because they're more scantily clad than they were in Wonder Woman.
Right.
I didn't really pay attention to that.
Okay.
I thought I really liked that part with the Amazons.
Okay.
I thought my understanding is they expanded the Gal Gadot's part in the film because of the success of Wonder Woman.
Oh, interesting.
I thought that was well done, but I thought they missed a couple places for that. Like, she didn't come out as strong of a leader as she should have been. I liked the fact that they brought Superman back, and it's a brighter Superman than, although I did like the darker Superman take in Man of Steel and Batman versus Superman. Yeah, I actually like that part.
Yeah.
But I tend to like dark comics anyway. So. Yeah. That's just kind of what I like. There was I really like The Flash.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a little bit annoying every once in a while in some of the scenes, but otherwise I thought Ezra Miller did a really, really good job. I actually thought the characters that did the best job were the ones that were the minor characters, to be honest.
Such as?
So Aquaman.
Okay.
Cyborg.
Yeah.
And Flash.
Okay.
I thought they came, and I don't know if that's because Zack Snyder spent more time on that or they were trying to develop them more because everyone knows Batman and everyone knows Superman and everyone knows Wonder Woman.
Right. Or if Josh Whedon did the development on that.
I don't know. I'm not sure because, you know, he actually cut out some parts of Cyborg. There was more backstory for Aquaman that didn't make it into the film. And there was more backstory on Cyborg that didn't make it into the film. That I thought should have been in the film. Because you see it in some of the trailers. So you never see Cyborg as a human. Mm-hmm. Like completely human. Although the trailers showed that.
In the movie.
Yeah, in the film.
Yeah. You just see Cyborg.
You just see him as Cyborg.
Yeah.
You know. And I liked... I don't know why people always say it's such bad CG, you know, with the villains. And I don't know. It seems like every Zack Snyder movie, they say, oh, it's bad CG. But then I look at it, I don't know. I mean, I know it's CG because no person's going to look like that. The guy's like 10 feet tall or something, right? Right. You know, it's like, but, you know, I look at Thanos and I go, that doesn't seem any better to me. I mean, I know it's a CG character. So I thought Steppenwolf was really good, actually. But one thing about the film is I could tell that there was more backstory that they didn't reveal. That's why there's a lot of people who say, you know, we need like a special edition, Zack Snyder cut, and all this stuff, right? They need those kind of things. There's a part, I don't know, do you really not want any spoilers?
Yeah, no, you go okay ahead.
With those?
I'm okay with spoilers, go ahead.
You're really okay with spoilers?
I am.
Okay.
Spoilers ahead, folks.
Okay, so there's this one scene in the film.
Mm-hmm.
When Superman comes back from the dead.
Okay.
Right? They revive Superman, right? And then he's confused and he's angry and he's really pissed off at Batman because of the fight they had. From his point of view, they just fought.
Right.
And then they fought Doomsday, right?
Right.
And he dies, right? And then so he comes back and he's kind of pissed off. And so the Justice League tried to go after him. I thought that whole scene was good because they didn't make it long. They made it very short, which makes sense because he's Superman. He's super powerful. So he goes up against all the rest of the league. And there's just one scene where Flash runs. You know Flash, he's super fast, right?
Right.
And so he's trying to run around Superman.
Okay.
And then you see Superman's eye, just his eye.
Yeah.
And he's following Flash.
Right.
So you know he's moving his eye at super speed.
Right.
While he has some other Justice League member, I don't remember who it is, like holding him up and whatever.
Right.
And you see him follow Flash, and Flash freaks out that the guy can actually follow him.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's the fastest man alive.
Right.
And I saw that and I went, that is really cool. You know, I never thought I would see something like that. And he just follows him around.
You mean running after him or follows him with his eyes?
No, just his head. Eyes and then his head.
Okay.
Right? So Superman has some other leaguer, like, holding him or something, right?
Yeah.
And while he's holding this other leaguer, Flash is running behind him to try and get at him. And then Flash is, it's not just that Superman can look at him, turn his eye, and then turn his head at the same speed rate at which Flash is running. It's that Flash realizes this and goes, whoa, he's as fast as me. Or is he?
Mm.
Right? And then, you know how Wonder Woman can you know, hit her two bracelets together?
Mm-hmm.
And then expels this massive amount of energy?
Right.
So she tries to do that, but she's not successful because Superman's too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so she says, don't make me do this. And then she tries to do it. And he comes up to her, grabs her arms, and then tosses her someplace or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then the only thing that resolves it is Batman asks Alfred, bring in the big gun. And you think it's going to be like literally a big gun.
Right.
And it isn't. It's Lois.
Oh, that's the big gun.
The big gun. Bring in the big guns. And it's Lois. And so Lois, right? If you saw all the way to the end of Batman versus Superman, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the whole thing? Or did
yeah,
you
I did.
Because I know you couldn't.
It took me weeks to watch it, but I finished it.
Yeah, it's a slow plotting film.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be someone like me who's just like into that kind of film.
Yeah. But I watched it 5 minutes at a time for weeks.
But I like Fex 1138, which is a incredibly internally long film.
Yeah.
So she gets the wedding ring, right? That Clark was going to give her.
Right.
Right. And so he sees her and he's so in love with her, right? He calms down and then they fly away.
It's like a Hulk
house. Yes. But this makes more sense than Black Widow.
Yeah, I guess so.
Avengers
yeah, yeah. In a whole lot of ways.
The whole Black Widow thing and I know. Hulk, just that was just like,
right.
Where is this coming from? This
well, makes she replaces no Betty Brant. She replaces Betty Ross, essentially.
Is it Betty or Betsy? I can never remember.
Good question. I think you're right.
Doesn't it switch at one time? Ross. It was okay. Betsy Ross at one time, then Betty Ross. I forget.
Let me look.
They always change names.
You keep talking, I'll look.
So anyway, that part I really liked. And then I like when they go after Steppenwolf at the very end.
Right.
And then they, you know, he just kind of trashes them pretty much until Superman shows up.
Right.
And then they're able to defeat Steppenwolf.
Okay.
But,
I just looked it up. It's Elizabeth Betty Ross. So Betty short Ross. For Elizabeth. Okay. Yeah.
She's a Hulk now, right?
Gee, I think so. Yeah, she's the Red Hulk or she. She's I don't like know.
Some kind of one of those Hulks. There's too many Hulks now.
Yeah, I know.
In the comics. So I thought even though I think he could have been, if he added maybe another 15 to 20 minutes, I think it would have been a better film. I like that it was tight. I like that it was fast paced. The whole Mother Box thing, I don't think they really took advantage of what it could be, but it's kind of hard to really explain New Gods and Mother Box.
Right.
You could tell that it had a grander vision at one time, and you just got scaled back and scaled back and scaled back and scaled back, which is unfortunate, you know. But I like the New Gods, and I like the Fourth World, so I was really looking forward to that. The beginning is not the beginning. When they talk about Steppenwolf,
yeah,
it has kind of like how Peter Jackson showed Lord of the Rings. I'm not equating it to Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, right, what they reveal in the film is that Steppenwolf tried to conquer Earth a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Back when Atlantis hadn't sunk, right? And the Amazons weren't on Themyscira, right? And then and he used three mother boxes to create this unity box, whatever it was called. Right. And then he was going to try and take over the Earth. But they never really explained why he keeps on trying to take over the Earth. And so each one of the boxes was given to, one was to the Atlanteans.
Right.
One was to the Amazons, and one was to the race of men. And they were to watch over them. And so that's why Steppenwolf actually fights the Amazons in the beginning. Because he shows up, he uses a boom tube.
Mm-hmm.
It shows up at Themyscira, right? And then they try to keep the mother box from him. But it's like impossible. He's Steppenwolf, right? Mm. He's a new god. And so they kind of pretty much either get killed or beaten up or whatever. But they try their hardest. But he gets away with the mother box. Then he goes to Atlantis, right? And then he gets the other mother box. And then I forget where the third mother box, only Cyborg knows where it is or something. Or Cyborg's father or something. Somehow he finds it. I don't remember how that works. You know? And then he creates it.
Steppenwolf is one of the reasons I don't really have a lot of interest in the movie. I mean, there's lots of reasons I don't, but that's one of the reasons is, why choose a villain who is so little known in the DC universe? Yeah. Right. Why not? I mean, if you're going to use a new god, why don't you use Darkseid?
Oh, you know why?
Why?
It was supposed to be two movies.
Oh.
Yeah. So, see, Justice League originally was supposed to be a two-parter.
Oh.
And Steppenwolf was supposed to be the first wave.
Okay.
And then you know how they had that in Batman vs. Superman, they had that dark, that nightmare where it's the future and the world's taken over by Apocalypse and everything. Right. And then Flash goes back in time and all this stuff and Superman goes crazy and he's a murderous person. Batman starts killing people. Well, that was the original, I don't know if that was the original vision, right? They were supposed to try and change that.
Right.
But what it was is that originally it was supposed to be a two-parter. And the second part is when you were supposed to see Darkseid.
Hmm.
Right? But there's been so much meddling in the development of the movies, right? I think there's been way too much studio meddling. There's like been too much Zack Snyder, or we don't like Zack Snyder's vision or whatever, that it became, instead of two movies, one movie. And so he mentions Darkseid, Steppenwolf mentions Darkseid, Parademons, and there's stuff like that. But so I suspect what happened is they were so far along on Justice League, right? Because they do what Batman v Superman was like a couple years ago?
Yeah.
A year ago? I mean, it wasn't that long ago, right? So right after Batman v Superman, right, they already started production of Justice League.
Well, I think whether or not it was a two-part movie, and that's fine, I think the premise of leading off a two-part movie with a lesser-known villain is stupid, personally.
No.
You know, if you're going to have a two-part movie, you go with the big guns first, and then you bring in supporting characters that, you know, that viewers might find interesting because they like the original villain. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you don't, in my opinion, for example, you don't lead off with, if it were a Marvel movie, for example, you know, you don't lead off with, Mysterio, and then go to Doctor Doom. You know, you start with Doctor Doom. You know,
and how did that work out?
Right.
That didn't work out too well, did it?
No.
I mean, it made a lot of money. It made a lot of money.
But that was just a poorly made movie.
Horrible version of Doctor Doom.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing. It was a horrible version of Fantastic Four and Silver Surfer and Galactus. I mean, they went with the big guns, but they did it wrong, right?
Yeah.
But in any way.
I don't know. I mean, look at Iron Man, right?
Yeah. Well, Iron Man.
I mean, his first villain was Obadiah Stane or whatever.
No.
I mean, come on.
No. Yeah, I guess that's true. That's true.
Yes, it was. His first villain. And then what did they do with Iron Man 3?
No, Iron Man 3 was, yeah, Iron Man 3 was not a good movie, but Iron Man 1 is a great movie.
It was a great movie, but a nobody villain.
Right. But it was written well. In this case, I don't think it was written well, from what I can tell. And they went with a no-name villain.
I don't know. I guess for me, I'm biased because I know Steppenwolf. I'm really into the New Gods.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, that makes sense to me. I never even thought about it.
Yeah.
Because to me, most of the villains in the Marvel movies are completely forgettable.
Okay. So I guess to kind of finish off this this discussion, if you were going to talk to someone like me and say, okay, I know you've got these concerns, blah, 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 but here's why you should go see the movie anyway. What's the here's why?
Oh, for me, it was a lot of fun. It's a fun movie. It's not an intense cerebral movie.
Yeah.
There isn't a greater kind of, they don't try to bring in some sort of greater, you know, message except, you know, let's pound some evil.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was a really good action movie with some heroism, you know, with some humor.
Yeah.
And
which is a welcome change.
I got to see some of my favorite characters.
Yeah. And the introduction of humor is, I think, welcome. You know, I think when I finally do see the movie, I'm really hoping that the humor, you know, doesn't overwhelm it, but is there.
Yeah, I liked the interaction between all the characters.
Yeah.
I really did. I personally prefer their interaction than the Avengers.
Really?
I really hated the last Avengers movie. I didn't like it that much.
What about the interaction between the various characters in the latest Thor Ragnarok? Did you like that? I thought it was pretty good.
I liked
the movie.
I liked it better, actually, when I saw Taika Waititi.
Hmm.
I didn't like the Asgardian with the gun.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that part. I kind of like Valkyrie, but it's not the Valkyrie from the comics that I'm familiar with.
Right.
But
I mean the interaction. The characters aside, I thought the interplay between the characters in that movie was quite well done. Thor and Hulk and Valkyrie and
I guess it is, but also
even the execution.
I guess I found it except for Taika Waititi's character.
Yeah, the rock character or something.
I found it too familiar and too predictable.
Mm.
Right? So that's kind of like what I just stopped liking about the Iron Man movies, right? The way Robert Downey Jr. plays it, I kind of already have an idea of where he's going to go and what he's going to say. Mm-hmm. The only one I liked, the one I liked his portrayal the best of was actually, even though I hated it at first, was actually in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Hmm.
Because, you know, he acts all flippant and everything, but he's actually really trying to teach Spider-Man how to be, you know, the best hero he can be.
Right.
Right. And Spider-Man for a while kind of goes off. But in like Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3, and then in like Avengers, I found a lot of his dialogue it's quippy and everything, but it's predictable.
Hmm.
Thor, like the interaction between Thor and Hulk, it was funny, but I could predict it. That as Guardian with the guns, I didn't really care for his interactions with people. I liked it best when Taika Waititi's character, the rock creature.
Yeah, the Saturn rock creature.
Yeah. When he was when he was in the mix, right? And then I liked it actually better when you saw Heimdall.
Mm.
Right? So the interaction necessarily between... I shouldn't say between Hulk and Thor, between Banner and Thor.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like Hulk and Thor. I actually liked, you know, like when he's in his room.
Right.
That part I liked a lot, and I liked between Hulk and Valkyrie, but Valkyrie and Thor, I don't know, something was off for me with that. I didn't really care for that part, and I don't know what it was, you know. it just didn't seem like the whole banter between Thor and Hulk seemed more natural to me and not necessarily as predictable. But that's kind of like why I didn't like the last Avengers movie.
Okay. I have a question about the Flash. Did they ever say in the movie how old he is? Or do you get a sense of how old he is? He seems awfully young, like a teenager.
He is young. Well, he doesn't even work for the police department yet.
Okay. So how did he become the Flash?
They don't have an origin story for him.
Yikes.
So it seems like he somehow gets his... It seems like he's more like a combination of Wally West than Barry Allen.
Right.
So they make him very young.
To me, he's more like Impulse than either Wally West or Barry Allen, but yeah.
Well, I guess because he's so much older than Impulse. But I can see how his character is more like Impulse.
Yeah.
Yeah, versus his age.
Yeah, even his banter. Yeah. Because Wally West was never one for banter, really.
That's true.
You know,
that's more at the end of the film, he gets a job at the police department.
So he's an adult, or is he a teenager, like, interning?
Oh, no, he's a young person, but he's not a teenager. Yeah, he's not a kid.
Oh, okay.
He's an adult. He just is young.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so, to me, that already ruins the Flash in the movies, at least.
Oh, really? Because he's so young?
No, because he doesn't get his powers the right way, so to speak. I mean, you know, Barry Allen in the
He had to be, he was the police scientist.
Yeah.
CSI.
Yeah.
He gets hit by the lightning. Oh, yeah.
And you know, and granted, in the TV version of the Flash, he doesn't get hit by lightning with chemicals either. But it's similar. You know, it's similar enough for me. He's already a CSI. Right? You know, so it's got enough of the elements that I want to see to say, okay, this works for me. Even though it's different, it works for me. Mm. But you know,
The thing they kept was that his father's in prison.
Okay.
Well, they kept that part.
Because the word is they're going to do a Flashpoint movie, right? So that makes sense.
Actually, yeah. They're going to... That's his... The Flash movie is Flashpoint.
Yeah.
Which I find... Okay. That's the only thing about the Flash... The thing about Flashpoint... I'm not sure how people would understand that if you don't understand his history first.
Well, they're going to have to do it in the movie, I guess. Right? They're going to have to do a whole backstory.
I mean, so you see him with his father, talking to his father in prison like a couple times.
Right.
You know.
Well,
so
I think
the only thing I don't like about it is he's not blonde.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, it just seems weird because he should be blonde.
Well, neither is Barry Allen in the TV show, right? Doesn't he have brown hair?
Yeah, but he doesn't have black hair.
Yeah, that's true.
Blonde.
Yeah, and of course, you know how I feel about Amy Adams playing Lois Lane without the right hair color, so...
Oh, could that have been red?
Yeah. That's just wrong. Sorry. No, that's Lana Lang. Sorry. Anyway.
Well, yeah, that's the problem with that one, is that she's Lana. It's too much like Lana Lang, right?
Right. Okay, so... this is what I see as a saving grace before we sign off for this one.
What?
I think that if they... First of all, they never let Zack Snyder touch another DC movie. That's a good thing. And, you know, because starting with The Watchmen, he just messed up stuff for me, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, when I watched The Watchmen, I had such high hopes. This is, you know, the greatest comic book series in history, right? Or miniseries.
Yeah, ever made, yeah.
And it's like, oh, what the heck is this mess of a movie, you know? But anyway, the saving grace, I think, is that all of these problems I have with the current DC movie universe can be resolved in Flashpoint. Just reboot the whole universe.
Actually, some people have theories that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's how they get rid of Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yep.
Right? And how they resolve some other issues.
Right.
Is that it gets rebooted somehow.
Well, they basically have to reboot all of the issues, because except for Wonder Woman, nothing works. I think it works. For you, it works. Okay.
It does.
You know, for me, it doesn't work.
And then the other thing is, what is it? It's, they say Flashpoint in Justice League.
Yeah.
Right? They already allude to the fact that, Bruce Wayne can't be Batman much longer. You know, because he gets there's a scene where he gets, you know, he's really beat up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he takes off his, you know, his outfit and everything. Yeah. And either he says it or Wonder Woman says it.
Yeah.
That I don't know how much longer I can keep on doing this.
Right.
So they kind of already set it up you know, for him to, because his character is older, you know. Right. Well, he's like, supposed to be the grizzled, dark, you know, Dark Knight Returns Batman
right,
version.
Right. Right.
You know, so the they already planted that in the movie. So I don't know if that Snyder did that or Whedon did that or that was a, you know, request of the, you know, the studio, whatever. But like the guy who's directing the Batman does not want to use Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I read that.
In a completely different direction.
And I agree with that.
You know, he wants to do something totally different.
Right.
They say, yeah, but they want to choose Jake Gyllenhaal.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
He doesn't. That seems like a miscasting to me. But you know what, Mike. I thought Michael Keaton
was a bad casting. Yeah, I thought the same thing decades ago, and I was really wrong. And I was really thrilled with his performance in Batman.
Yeah, he was really good. Yeah. He was really, really good.
So,
even when Nolan cast Christian Bale, I was like, "What?"
Yeah, I had some misgivings with that too. But again, you know, I was okay with the Batman movie series. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't had a lot of problems. Well, you know, like I said, Watchmen, Green Lantern, Man of Steel, Batman v Superman. I just had huge problems with those movies. Mm. And it just soured me to the DC movie universe. Mm. So, in any case, I will watch it someday when it's. I should go look if it's on Amazon for sale or.
No, you know what you should do? Go Mahalo Day.
No, I don't
if
even want to
see it cheap.
It's not even cheap. I just don't want to even find parking for it.
Oh, my God. It's not that bad of a film.
It's just a waste of time.
It's actually a really good film. In fact, it's probably one of the better films that are out there. It's just critics just lambasted it so much.
I will say one thing before we sign off. Google had a sale a couple of weeks ago for movies and stuff. So I bought a combo of the Lego movie and the Batman Lego movie for, I think I paid like $10 for both of them. So I'm going to watch the Lego Batman movie while I wait
I always thought they'd be funnier than they were.
Oh, yeah?
And I just must not get the humor. I watched it and I was like, this is 90%, but I tend not to agree a lot with critics.
Yeah.
Most of the time when I see a film.
Yeah.
I look at the film and I go, that doesn't mean I don't think it's not a good film.
I understand.
I go... Okay,
like, I don't get why they like it so much.
Yeah, for me, like Doctor Strange,
yeah,
is like 95-96% is like ridiculously high, and I'm going, there's no way it's that good. I'm sorry, but at least for me, I was so disappointed in that film. I was really disappointed in that.
Well, I tell you what, amongst the what am I going to call it? The blockbuster type movies, I'm pretty much in line with the critics most of the time. You know, I'm sort of like, if they like it, I'll like it. If they don't like it, I won't like it. A couple times there's a divergence, but I remember after going to see X-Files, which had like a 29% or something way back when, 15 years ago, whenever they rebooted it. And I went to go see it. Wow, this is a total waste of time. I should have listened to the critics, you know?
Oh.
And since then, I've been pretty much in line. Very few. The only time where I have a lot of disagreements with critics on the artsy movies. And I don't go watch a lot of artsy movies, but sometimes I used to be stuck watching them on plane. And it was like, how could this get such a high rating or Academy Award or anything? It's like, it's putting me to sleep, you know, or I want to like shut my eyes and not watch it. So any rate, okay. So that's it. Probably Comic News Podcast 94, talked about, the new Justice League movie, which Jay has seen and liked. And I dislike it sight unseen.
At least you watched Batman v Superman.
I did watch Batman v Superman, and I will watch Justice League. I just don't want to go to the theater to do it.
Yeah, so, that's fair.
Yeah. So, anyway, we will talk to you next time.